Lone Pine, California, July 16, 1983. It is my purpose to give a report on processes through which I am currently passing, as they seem to be preliminary to the transition, and there is a lack of information existing at the present time relative to the experience of the individual who is involved. Not so far appeared. However, I shall proceed to give some material that may be of use for such a biography. Ever since Doreen was here, I have been slowly rereading Memories, Dreams, Reflections by C.G. Jung. Inasmuch as there is a certain similarity of purpose, I have been impressed in this work of Dr. Jung with the radical difference in his life as compared to my own. His early years, his school years, were full of activity, full of dispute, full of difficulty. Whereas, in contrast, my own seemed to have been very quiet and uneventful. The big event with me came late in life. Actually, after the 49th year. The early portion seems relatively uneventful and very quiet as compared to what I have read in Dr. Jung's book. Very recently, I have had an experience which I believe should be put down, even though it is out of sequence so far as the order of a biography is concerned. I am now in my 96th year. Actually, 5 months or more into it. And it is obvious that the period here in this world will not be of long duration. I am deeply concerned with the problems of the transition. I approach it with interest. I have studied what literature exists and I have had access to on the subject. I look forward to it rather than dread it, although I will admit that there is something in me that tends to dread this event. But in a larger sense, I know that the transition is inevitable, that every entity born here also passes away. That there is no such thing as immortality in a gross physical body. Any continuation in the larger dimension belongs to a subtler aspect of oneself, not the gross physical. I have been deeply interested in everything I can learn concerning this transition. Now, there is an event which happened recently and is the reason for my speaking of it at this time and quite out of the normal time order of a biography. I found in myself a certain panic fear. I could not understand why this should be there. So I spoke to one with whom I had contact, who has the power of channeling. And I received an answer to this effect, that the little lives of this external physical organism, as they become aware of a transition which for them is a kind of termination, were sensing what was impending. And the panic fear which I felt was derived from their reaction to this impending event. I have tried to deal with them, to bring them into a state of reconciliation without fear. I have gradually bought a condition that is definitely more peaceful, more reconciled to something which is inevitable nonetheless. At different times, I have felt recurrence of this kind of panic fear, but I have been able to bring it under increasing control. There seems to be a growing reconciliation and contentment upon their part. I bring this up at this time while it is fresh in my memory.